Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The streets of Kenai will come alive with red, white, and blue on Friday for the annual 4th of July parade and festivities presented by the Kenai Chamber of Commerce. As the city's biggest and most cherished event, the celebration invites all members of the greater Kenai area to take part in honoring America's independence. The parade, led by the Kenai Police Department, begins at 11 a.m. Festivities continue at noon with food trucks, vendors, live music, kids' carnival games, a beer garden, and more, all running until 4 p.m. The lineup for the parade is from 8 to 10 a.m. on Trading Bay Road. To be eligible for judging, parade participants must register online by Thursday, July 3rd at 10 a.m. Kenai Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Samantha Springer.
There's no same-day registration, so everyone does have to register at least by the day before to get a little judging number so that they can be voted on.
Categories will include commercial, individual, youth and school, and organization. Entries must be decorated in red, white, and blue. Follow rules such as having two walkers per entry and no candy throwing. Handing out items is allowed. Registration is free and easy at kenaichamber.org. Come celebrate community spirit and national pride in Kenai's favorite Independence Day tradition. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A hearing is set for this week for State Senator Jesse Bjorkman, who is facing a formal request for censure from Republican leaders and constituents in House Districts 7 and 8 who accuse him of violating party rules and straying from core Republican values. A joint hearing is set for Wednesday, July 3rd at 5 p.m. at Paradiso's Restaurant in Kenai, where voting members from both districts will consider three main charges: supporting legislation opposed to the party platform, joining a majority caucus dominated by non-Republicans, and making public statements considered false or damaging to the Alaska Republican Party. The formal complaint filed in May and delivered to Bjorkman on June 17th includes citations from past radio interviews and legislative votes. As of Monday, Bjorkman had not responded to the notice or confirmed whether he planned to attend the hearing. If censured, he would be barred from GOP events, endorsements, and future support. Only district officers and precinct leaders are eligible to vote at the hearing. The Anchorage Assembly has approved a resolution to form a new public safety task force aimed at reviving its former advisory commission, but with a shift in its mission. Sponsored by Assembly members Anna Brawley, Cameron Perez Verdia, and Felix Rivera, the measure seeks to reimagine public safety through a DEI-focused model that prioritizes alternative responses like mental health support over traditional policing. Political consultant Denali Daniels and Associates will facilitate the effort. Critics say the initiative mirrors national efforts that have weakened enforcement and hurt police morale. Supporters argue it builds community trust and addresses root causes of crime. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Eric Hansen Scout Park in Kenai is being revitalized by volunteers, the City of Kenai, and Coldstream Wealth Management. Donated in 1997 by the Hansen family in memory of their son Eric, the park is getting new pathways, garden beds, fencing, and possibly a picnic table. A plaque explaining the park's history is planned. The community-driven effort has significantly accelerated improvements that would have taken the Parks Department much longer to complete. An American service member is dead after his kayak overturned on the Chena River. The Fairbanks Police Department says officers recovered the body of 24-year-old Christian Diaz from the river last night. Police say Diaz was reported missing Friday after his kayak overturned while he was kayaking with friends near the Pioneer Park boat launch. Officials say Diaz was stationed at Korean's Kusan Air Base and was training at Eielson Air Force Base. The first mushers have signed up for the 2026 Iditarod. They gathered Saturday at the Joe Reddington Senior Statue at the Iditarod headquarters in Wasilla as registration opened up. Reports say 22 people had signed up by afternoon. They included rookies and post-winners like 2023 champ Ryan Reddington. Sign-up day also features a picnic meant to thank volunteers. Officials say on the first day of registration last year, 24 mushers signed up. Alaska Airlines is announcing two leadership changes. Joe Wanderley has been elected Vice President of Labor Relations, and Alan Thiemann is being promoted to Vice President of In-Flight. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.